Greetings. This is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're also broadcasting at eSETI Stargate, where you can actually interact a lot of times with the guests and a lot of different people in there, but it's a great little forum. There's so many things today they're talking about. As you know, I just got back from the Dimensions of Disclosure conference. It was amazing. I connected with a lot of people, shared a lot of information on the higher levels on how this thing is coming down. And, you know, the shift and the awakening and the more spiritual aspects to it, right down to the nuts and bolts. But had a lot of time, hung out with Robert David Steele a little bit, you know, had some good conversations with him. Ben and Rob, we really connected. We're great friends now and had fun with them, connected with David and Corey and everybody else there. So overall, it was a pretty awesome event. I didn't have a lot of time to see all of them. I wish I could have, but, you get pulled. You know, you go to these events, and I tell people, they go, hey, can we connect? And I go, probably not at the event, sorry. But because what happens as soon as I land, you know, I'm doing radio shows and interviews and TV interviews, things like that, and you just get pulled, and you don't have any time for yourself. So I didn't even get a chance to walk on the beach during the conference. I wish I could have. But it gets a little crazy. There's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start. I mean, we just had a little 6-point earthquake here in Oregon, not too far away, I guess, according to somebody's email just sent me. But also, too, the Schumann resonance is going nuts. I mean, it was peaking out, I think, 17. It's usually 7.8. So that's going to rattle everybody's cages quite a bit. You know, whenever that happens, people get a little ungrounded. Sometimes there's emotional outbursts, and sometimes people get really tired. It affects everybody differently. So anyway, the Schumann resonance is just all over the scale. And I talked about that in my talk at the Dimensions of Disclosure. If you can still, connect into that. So, and see the, because it was live streamed, you can sign up and catch it, you know, because they recorded everything. But there's so many things going on right now. I don't even know. I came home and I turned on the news and I went, oh my God, you know, and I don't watch CNN anyway, but I just opened my computer up and I got so many emails and links and things. It's crazy, but that's almost a segue into this show. And tonight we have somebody that covers all the latest happenings and gives her take on it. And she has her own YouTube channel and it's Kate Buckley. And Kate Awakening is her channel. And she had a very rapid awakening experience after finding QAnon in February of 2018. And since then, she has devoted almost all of her time to researching information not only surrounding Q, but all aspects of the Great Awakening, including spiritual and cosmic events. She felt activated to help others in their own journey of research and awakening and decided she could do best by encouraging regular dialogues that would hopefully open minds, soften hearts, and get people used to seeing past official narratives. She started her own YouTube channel, The Kate Awakening, in March of this year, and she does weekly live chats about current events, Q drops, and the human experience of waking up to the truth. So without any further ado, we want to welcome Kate to the show. Kate, are you with us?
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's great having you on the show. One thing we do here, both here at the ranch and on the radio show, is we like to find people that are up and coming, and a lot of people kind of got their start here, you know, like, so, you know, they've come here, it's the first time they spoke at a conference and, you know, one of the first radio shows they've been on and things like that. I know you've probably been on a lot of shows. I would be surprised if you haven't, considering your content and what you're doing, but I mean, there's so much going on. What do you think the top story is right now that's unfolding?
Well, right now, I guess the tops, I mean, today it would be, you know, news about Comey. I think everybody is kind of looking at the day-to-day news coming in and still getting confused whether you have been following Q or not and are kind of privy to what is actually going on in the world. Still, when we see these headlines, they're very confusing and it's hard to make sense of what's up and what's down. I mean, every single day, there's just it's laughable with some of my friends that we are texting each other back and forth all day. Like, did you see this? Did you see this? No, did you see this? So whether it's like what's going on in politics or whether it's going, you know, what the Schumann resonance is, what is, you know, all kinds of things. It's just, it's every day now. It's nonstop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems that way. You know, I was told a long time ago that this was going to unfold and kind of, you know, I didn't have all the details, but on the bigger picture on how this was going to happen. And they said the whole planet, the frequency is rising, and you know that, and you know the whole electromagnetic light spectrum has been increasing. It's off the scale, and so there's just this major cosmic event. We're moving through a highly energized place in space we've never been before. You know, we're getting pulsed by solar flares and all kinds of galactic waves are coming from all kinds of different places. But anyway. When you understand the vibrational continuum and how this works, you know, there, you can see clearly that there's a huge vibrational healing or awakening happening, and it's all about frequency. The frequencies are going up, and so people, you know, all this stuff is going to come up, and it's going to get a little chaotic, you know, as part of the healing process.
Right.
And now we're just watching it unfold, you know, once they say, like, grab the popcorn and sit back, because it's all unfolding.
Exactly. And it's the consciousness of just, you know, everybody. And I am a testament to that, because 2 years ago, what I thought and believed and knew to be true was completely different to right now. So I am one of these people. I know a lot of the people in this community have had a slower waking up process, or kind of knew this all along, or have been into this stuff for most of their life. I am one of those people that was like, not so. And then all of a sudden I went down these rabbit holes in a very rapid, I literally didn't sleep for a weekend when I started going into this stuff. And it's been nonstop since then. I started ordering a ton of books on Amazon. I was like watching whatever document, anything I could get my hands on. I was just trying to absorb, and it's not just me, it's people around the world. Everybody is just ripening, you know, and we've got some of those people that still haven't ripened yet. And we've got some of those people that have been ripe for a while, but right now we really do have just this mass consciousness shift of people wanting, seeking, knowledge and waking up from what they, you know, were just so attached to and what they thought they believed. I mean, literally 2 years ago, I still really trusted my government and thought that 9/11 really happened the way that they told us it did. And so it's been a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I mean, I intuitively saw through a lot of this stuff for years, and I knew the plan and what the plan of the dark arts, but I also knew there's another plan to clear all this up, and it's multidimensional plan actually. But just watching this for so long, I mean, there's so many people are saying, you know, when's this going to happen? When this is, you know, and the higher beings would say soon, you know, which I hate. You know, soon might be 5-10 years for them. But now we're seeing it. We're seeing it all unfold right now. And we're seeing, you know, even the old biblical prophecies, they said that no rock should be left unturned, you know, and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. And there's a lot of other prophecies about that, but where everything is going to come up, you know, and it seems to be happening as we speak.
Yeah, exactly. And if you know what to look for, you can really see it. But also, if you don't know what to look for and you're still watching the mainstream media, it looks like the opposite of that. Or even if you're kind of aware of this stuff, I see a lot of people that even know about these things that are supposed to be happening behind the scenes, and they are still also having a really hard time believing the indicators that were being given. And so that's why when my focus has been on all of it as far as my research goes, I've really been into the spiritual stuff. In fact, one of the first things I did when I After I researched Q and got through all of that, luckily for me, it was early enough on. Q had only been posting for a few months that I didn't have to play catch up too much. And then once I finished with that, I actually reread The Law of One, which I read in my early 20s. And I don't know if I was hungover or what, but I don't know what I read then, because it must have been a completely different book. I read it this time and it was just like, my brains were just like blowing out of the top of my head. I was like, oh my gosh. And then connecting it to what I was learning through the Q operation about basically the shadow civil war that was happening, and really this fight kind of over good and evil that was going on our planet, or this negative and positive energy or whatever, even though that's not the way that they put it in The Law of One. But anyway, just the fact that this book that I had read in my like distant past that was about this spiritual thing that would seem completely unconnected was basically telling the story of what I had just learned. So it was really cool.
Yeah, there's one thing in The Law of One that after reading it, I was reading it and they really give Orion a bad rap, you know, thinking that everything negative, Orion's all negative, you know, and Orion's a huge system. And the Orion wars, you know, all the wars that happened there, well, the guys are being warred on by the reptilians and the archons and all these other groups. Are now they've finally, you know, cleaned that up, and now they're coming to Earth. They're like planetary liberators, and people put them in the same box.
Yeah,
you know, they put them all in the same box. And I was typical, how would you feel if you just went through this hellacious war, lost all your loved ones, your colony was pretty much destroyed, and now you're coming to help Earth out, and they demonize you and accuse you of doing the very things that were done to you, you know?
I mean, that just doesn't even really make sense. It's if any beings have free will, it would make more sense to me that they couldn't all be good or all be bad.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And so it's not the trouble I see with a lot of these things is that everything gets pigeonholed into this group and this group and this group. And even, all these systems are massive systems. There's all kinds of different types of beings. And you know, in the Andromedans, you've got everything from, you know, 8 to 10 foot tall light beams with magnetized light bodies and light ships from little tiny, really small little blue guys, you know. there's so much comes out of there. And so, you know, just I would say, you know, you can't really go by that, you know, by naming one and saying they're all like that, because it's much more vast.
Yeah, definitely. And I love hearing about all the differences of all the different beings that exist. And I know like at the end of David Wilcock's book, his most recent book, he kind of rapid fire goes through a bunch of different bunch of different ETs, what they look like and their characteristics. And I just was like, my eyes were filling up with tears. And I'm just like, this is so cute. Like, there are so many different, you know, once if we ever do get disclosure and all get to see, you know, we're presented with even just a few of these beings to look around at each other and think that we ever thought that we were any different, you know, from each other, it's going to be pretty apparent, like how similar we all are when you see what else is out there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the truth of the matter is basically, you know, we've been a colonization program that had to start over as primitives, not more than one. And we're a big, collective of, you know, genetics from the star nations, both human, plant, and animal. And we're quite a diverse group down here, but it's even more diverse when you get out, you know, in the cosmos.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fun to think about. Also a little terrifying, I'll admit.
Yeah.
But
so
you're
probably getting downloads. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if you're having your own experiences and getting downloads. Have you had contact or just any kind of feelings of really strong downloads or seeing ships or anything?
Ever since I've had a bunch of, ever since, like these last 2 years have been just incredibly strange. I've seen a lot of different things. I also moved to a different area about 2 years ago, and I think that there's a lot more activity in the area that I live in now. So I've seen a lot of stuff in the sky. But really before these last 2 years, my only experience that I can recall was actually a really positive feeling experience with a blue orb. And that was when I was maybe like 9 or 10 years old, maybe 11, something in there. But it was very up close and personal. It was not in the distance. I could have reached out and touched it. So, but I had kept it to myself. I told my mom about it, but that was it. I had really kept it to myself. And I didn't realize until about last year that that was an experience that other people had had. I had told my mom about it. And there was some woman that used to go on Oprah. I think her name was like Sylvia Brown or something. And she would talk about how orbs were guardian angels or whatever. So my mom sent me, or I think actually my mom bought me a book that the woman wrote about orbs and how they were guardian angels. And so I kind of just chalked it up to that. And I didn't realize that there was an entire community of people out there that have had an experience just like me. So that was actually really cool to find out. And also to find out what they thought it was, you know?
Yeah. I tell you what's funny. It is pretty common. And you know, in doing so much counseling and everything, that comes up so many times, people having this experience with the blue orb. And we've actually had these blue orbs all of a sudden open up a portal and beings step out of them, like Mary. And usually it's, you know, one of the Marys, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, or it's Pleiadian energy. It's that divine feminine energy. Wow. Seems to be to the blue orbs.
It's funny because I really did get a maternal feeling from it, even though it obviously didn't have any facial features to make expressions. It didn't talk to me. But it did, you know, it was so close to me and that I should have been terrified. I should have, you know, jumped out of bed and ran to get my parents, but I didn't. I felt very calm. But I did, after a minute of kind of looking at it, or it was probably only a few seconds, but after looking at it for a while, it kind of occurred to me like, wait a second, this is very strange. This should not be here. And I did start to get scared and I felt its energy kind of like this maternal, like, oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. And then it just, and then I put the blanket over my head and then it just disappeared. So it did almost feel kind of that maternal protective, like, oh, we're not here to scare you. Like almost like, oh, honey, no, it's okay. It's okay. So
that's got exactly what they do. They transfer an energy to calm you and relax you. And you know what I found out too is that blankets are highly overrated as far as protection for multidimensional beings. We seem to use them a lot,
Dang it. Dang it. Well, I guess I'll get a squirt gun. No, I would have never. That's pretty funny though.
We have some troll spray here. You can put it in a squirt gun. It's we actually made it out of some formulas from some people I talked to. They're kind of shamans, and it actually works. It totally resets people's aura. You spray it on them, and then all of a sudden their aura resets, and whatever's there gets sick out of there. There's some ingredients that negative entities hate,
That's incredible.
We have a couple big bottles here at the ranch, and
I might need to get some of that. It's funny because, like I said, the last couple of years I've had a lot of experiences of seeing things, actually a lot of things in my bedroom, unfortunately enough. And I'm not a very intuitive person, I'm not, on some level I guess I am, but I feel like not more than your average human, I guess. And so I don't really know when I look at something, like, is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I had actually in the corner of my room a couple times, I saw something that was a stark black cherub. So I was like, is this good? Is it bad? I mean, it was pitch black. So every bit of it. So on one end, I was like, well, it feels kind of weird, but I don't know. Like, I didn't know what to make of it. So I'll just go around spraying all of them.
We have a saying here. We have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And we teach people how to clear unseen negative influences. One of the first things we do here, because, when you expand in consciousness, you take in greater territory. And so there's a responsibility to keep that clear. And what I see a lot of times is people just open up to anything and let anything come through. And that's why you have this crazy channeling. You know, I even wrote a book on channeling at one time, but I found out that even the very well-trained channels with the Tibetan Foundation at the time were doing 70%. So if you've had no training you know, whatsoever, and you don't know how to heal anything, negative influences and maintain your self-authority, like anything comes in. So the information coming in now is just all over the place, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know. That was like, you know, the better half of my childhood was spent, you know, fantasizing about being able to channel or talk to beings, or like, you know, getting taken on a UFO and getting to go places. Or like my friends and I would just really, honestly, every time it would be a sleepover party or something, talking about, you know, ghost stories and things like that, or just the unexplained. It's always been my favorite topic, but there always is an element of me that has been scared of that too, because I do think that negative stuff can get in. And the first real experience was with a Ouija board. And I've always been afraid of Ouija boards. And my mom too, she was terrified of Ouija boards. And I actually wasn't allowed to play with them, but that didn't stop me. But I was like, that is a terrible idea. I can't believe we put these things in the hands of children.
Yeah, I think so too. That is like, you know, giving you a portal and just saying anything that wants to come through can, and, you know, there's no qualifying or, and, you know, one of my first things, I tried a Ouija board once, and it was crazy because the first being that came in was an Indian and gave me a lot of information, even about my past lives and everything, and told me I had an arrow. I died. I had an arrow going to my back, and I've always had problems with that area and some other things. And, you know, he told me who I was. And for me, I was an Algonquin Indian. I didn't even know what that was at the time. I had to go research it. But, you know, gave me some really good information. And then second time we tried it, a really dark energy came in and told me I was going to die in 2 weeks, you know.
Oh my God.
So I told him in the fire. I said, this thing is going in the fire. I threw it in the fire. It wouldn't burn. I tried everything to get rid of this thing. It would not burn. It was the weirdest thing. I broke it up into a bunch of little pieces, and it still didn't want to burn. And I just kept stacking wood on top of it, and finally it burned. But I don't know if they coat those things with fire retardant or what, but that thing would not burn. I couldn't believe it. I said, something's really wrong with this. And shortly after that, I really learned how to heal unseen negative influences and how to keep your energies clear.
Yeah, that's important. It's basically like letting your children play in a chat room, only the chat room is linked to every entity in the universe. That's pretty sketchy.
Like the Jeffrey Epstein chat room.
Oh, my.
Yeah, come on in. No problem.
We've got candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah. Good riddance to him.
This is so bad. You almost have to laugh about it.
You do. I mean, of course. I actually, I did a live chat after he died, and because I woke up that morning to a lot of messages of people. People were freaking out. They didn't know what to make of it. They were like, "What is going on? How could they have allowed him to die?" A lot of people felt like he was the last link to being able to go after these people, or at least an important link to going after these people. So a lot of people felt very disheartened. And so I made sure to go live that day to kind of discuss it and hopefully make people feel better, at least give them my perspective, which was very hopeful. And somebody actually kind of sent me a message later and was really down on me. They're like, you know, you shouldn't be laughing when you're talking about such horrific things. I'm like, those are the things we need to laugh about. Obviously, no. I mean, there's nothing funny about what's happening to those children. There's nothing funny about what these evil people are doing. But at some point in our humanity, we do need to, you know, just poke fun at these evil things and find a way to laugh.
Yeah, if you don't find your humor, and if you don't maintain, you know, humor is one of the biggest, it's one of the quickest ways to open your crown and connect with the higher dimensional energies, and it's definitely a path to enlightenment. But, you know, sometimes that's all you got is humor. If you focus on this stuff constantly and you let it take you down, you'll go down with it. And I tell people, you're going to play around with this stuff. Take some time in nature, go for a walk, get out in nature, reset, you know, because if you just focus on this 24/7, you know, you'll go down that rabbit hole, and then you're right there with them.
Absolutely, you're doomed. That reminds me, I watched I watched the Dimensions of Disclosure live feed, which was actually really, really awesome. They did a great job with that, and if they ever do that again, I'm for sure gonna do the live stream again, because we were actually having so much fun in the live chat that was going along with it. And I was watching your presentation, which was awesome, by the way. I did not want it to end. And you were so funny. I laughed out loud at a few different points. I don't remember exactly what you said, but I was like, this guy is so funny. I was so happy. And, you know, because like I said, I'm new to all of this. That was the first time I ever heard you speak before. I went to AlienCon like 2 years ago, and it was just so dry. All the personalities of the people talking, it was so dry. It was just so corporate. It was so weird. And so I was very pleased, you know, to see a bunch of these. You were hysterical. Robert David Steele, oh my God, he was so funny. It was also cool, the Edge of Wonder guys, I felt, added a really great element of just goofiness. And it was cool to see them kind of palling around with David and Corey, and see the the kind of camaraderie between them. And it really kind of, I don't know if this is insulting or not, but kind of like humanized Corey. He's not that he's not human, but you know, you can tell he's not very comfortable with, this is not a guy that wants to be in the spotlight, but you know, he's doing this for a purpose. And it was neat to see them kind of joking around together. And I just felt like it was a fun conference. I really liked all the speakers that I watched. I didn't get to watch everybody yet. I'm going to go back and get to the ones I missed, but it was cool.
I think we're going to do something similar here at next conference. We're going to do some live streaming, and I might try to figure out a way to maybe even use the same group. I'll talk to them, but I guess they did a great job.
They really did. They really did. Yeah, in fact, like all the people in the chat were making friends with each other, and a bunch of them created a Facebook, and they're all like planning to go to ESETI together. And it's like everybody just kind of became friends, and they were laughing so hard, and it was going so smoothly. And it was really cool. I recommend it.
You know, it's funny. You know, people, there's two things going on. And one of the reasons I came and connected with them is because, you know, we all have our own things going on, and Corey and David, you know, are out there doing their thing. And the way they're being attacked, I just went, my God, this is ridiculous. And they're breaking away, you know, like basically breaking away from the beast. I won't go any further into that.
Yeah.
But once they broke away, I said, okay, now I can connect with them. Now I can go hang out and do some stuff, because there are certain ties and connections I didn't want to tie myself to or tie ESETI to.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I invited Corey to come and speak here at the ranch, unbelievable, the attacks and the just slanderous rumors and everything off the scale. And they tried to attack, you know, the evidence here and what's happening, and that didn't work. I mean, we have so much evidence, so many, you know, tens of thousands of people have been here, and those people started coming at them saying, you're nuts. I've been there. I've seen the ships and everything else. And so the evidence, we kept putting the evidence up on the site, you know, to see. So they couldn't kill the evidence. And then, so they tried to, so what they do is then they go after you personally. And it was funny, because when I went to the thing, I started hearing all these rumors and all these stories. And I know the source of them. And what's interesting is if they go back to the source of these, they're going to be shocked, because a lot of these people were people that, you know, might have serious drug and alcohol problems. You know, they might have theft problems and things like that. And a lot of were people were tossed off the ranch for various reasons. But and there's no merit to it. There's no meat. And so I just go, well, you know, show me your evidence. Bring the meat, you know.
Right.
They can't do it. But I saw that. And so I had a real dose of what's going on there. And there's a multidimensional thing happening. Not only are these entities jumping into people and creating all this drama where none should exist, basically, it's also some people that are doing, let's say, some satanic worshiping or Luciferians or things like that. You track this up to the top, and they're doing spells, black magic, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, unbelievable. I got hit hard by some energies while I was there, and I had to clear them out. But
oh, God, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know why I was there now. You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about some of the stuff that Corey and David have been, you know, going through with all of that and these attacks and just basically it seems like it's been hitting everybody, anybody that's out there spreading truth about stuff. It tends to get them eventually. Luckily, it hasn't happened to me, at least on that level. But in the beginning, when I first decided to do my channel, I was hit with this. I was sick for like 5 weeks straight. And I had luckily a couple friends that were just like, this was bound to happen. You're being challenged. Like this energy is going to come and try to get you not to do this channel, but you just got to stick with it. You just got to push through it. You got to persevere. I mean, like my hair started falling out. My eyelashes fell out. I'm like, my looks, like that's all I have. Please, like, leave me alone. So, so, wow. Yeah, so I did, like, the technical difficulties were just ridiculous. Like I had to laugh at it eventually, but everything was just going wrong. And I do believe that it was, you know, that I was being tested, at least to make sure, like, if you're going to do this. I don't know if it was something good that was testing me or if it was actually, like, energy attacks from people that don't want other people out there speaking about this. But I know those attacks can get really nasty. And even the people that went after you, at some point, you kind of just have to, I feel like, look at those as they're not even real people. It's almost like I just need to picture them at, because you have such incredible evidence and you look at, you know, the video footage and everything you have. If you are a normal human being, like that's going to touch you in some way. It's going to get you to open. You might not be all in all at once, but these people going after you, that's why it just doesn't even feel like it could be a real human being. And something that helps me, I picture them like, remember those toys that were like chattering teeth with feet? Like just like a ton of those coming after you, because I had a small taste of it just even on Twitter. I had like a really bad dude in the media tried to retweet me and tried to say that I was saying something that was anti-Semitic, which was like ridiculous, and just person after person. And I just, after a while, I was like, whoa, wait, these aren't real people. These are like little soldiers, whether they are like human beings that are being paid to do this or they are some kind of like robot that just sits there and generates these tweets or whatever they are, or if they're, you know, possessed by something, whatever it is, those aren't people.
Yeah, I think it's a combination thing. They've allowed things to get in and are driving them. They don't even know it. Plus they're already wounded. You know, they've got some serious wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions and past experience, you know, some major victim programs they're running. And, yeah. And also too, a lot of jealousy.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, you could totally reframe this. And then I asked them, do you have any firsthand experience? Do you, and they can't come up with anything. And I said, were you there? Were you present? You know, and they weren't, you know, it's just assumptions. And, you know, even doing counseling work, it's kind of weird because the counseling work I do, it's, you need a male female balance to do this kind of work. Cause we're hooking up into the God levels, you know, the very high levels. And then you have to have another person writing down what's happening, and then you have, and then the person receiving the clearing, you know. So I'll walk into a room with four women, right? Sometimes, and then I come back down a half an hour later, and you see the rumors go. Or I go, are you serious? You know, it's and there's nothing but good happening there. People are getting healed, people are getting cleared, and there's a lot of other incidences that are coming up where I'm just going, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. And I, you know, I couldn't even go there. I mean, it's everything from I run a Russian bestiality ring. So, you know, and I'm a dark poacher, and I do all this other stuff. And I'm going, you know, in the meantime, I'm up here gardening, building cabins, you know, cabins, bringing in the wood, taking down dead trees, all this stuff. And I come down and I find this stuff and I go, a Russian what? You know, I don't even know what that is. I'm not sure what that is.
Oh my God. Sure. That's a real thing? Good
yeah.
Lord.
Yeah, I guess there's some kind of, I guess they do things with animals or something. I don't know. I've never been to Russia. You know, I've never been to Russia. I don't have a Russian network or mob or anything else I'm connected to.
Is that what those fuzzy hats are about?
Yeah, yeah. I said, I'll show you my passport. I've never been to Russia. You know, like, end of story. But, God, it's like fake news, but darker.
It's so crazy. And it's disgusting, the levels that they will sink to. In order to do this. But at the same time, if what you were doing wasn't important, if you weren't doing something special and making a huge difference, they wouldn't be focusing on you. They wouldn't waste your time. So it's good, because the more people that are out there talking about all this stuff and the more people sticking their neck out, I guess they, you know, but unfortunately everybody seems to be experiencing it at least at some level. And I just kind of see it get worse and worse. It's really frustrating actually to see these people, these good people, getting attacked. It's not right.
No, it's not. You know, it's funny. It's not even my demeanor. You know, I'm the most unaggressive person you'll ever meet. You know, that's not my way. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is that, you know, you read all this stuff and you see this stuff and the people are like spitting when they're talking and they're like in a frenzy. And you just go, wow, this is like fake news, you know, but on the spiritual level I thought it was funny when the guys were talking, Ben and Rob were talking about, references, you know, to people and Rachel Madcow. It was kind of funny. I go, I'm not sure who that is. And I was kind of smiling, you know, trying to get around, because, you know, you don't want a lawsuit on that. But I said, it's looking like the lamestream media all has Madcow disease, maybe even rabies, the way they're acting. And I said, it looks like they took a terminal dose of X-Lax and it's coming out the pocket. That's what it looks like to people that are awake when they see these charismatic liars just trying to slam this deception down your throat. You look at this and you go, this is beyond sick. You know, these are non-human, like you're saying.
I don't think so either. And like I said, I don't feel intuitive, or I don't feel like I have any special gifts, but I do feel like I'm starting to be able to look at people and be like, yeah, not human. You're not human. And a lot of these people that are out there doing these bad things. And keep in mind, happy people don't do that. Happy people don't need to slander other people. And not only that, people with truth on their side don't need to attack other people that way. They are literally, I really think what you are seeing are the last dying breaths of these evil people. They don't even care anymore that they are blatantly lying, that they are getting busted blatantly lying. It's just like they are just throwing out anything that they can at this point. It's just like the ending of a fireworks show.
Yeah, like, there's no shame or guilt with these people. There's no integrity. It's just nothing there. It's unbelievable. I go, how could you sink that low? And you know, you spend your whole life trying to tear people down and dig up dirt and things like that. What does that make you? You don't have a life.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. I said, you know, these key guys need to move out of their mother's basement and they need to get a real job or get out in nature or something and find out how the real world works.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, it's sick, and it's I don't know. On some level, you kind of almost feel bad for them. I mean, we are at a disadvantage because we won't sink to their level. We won't lie to people to get them to side with us. We won't, dig up something about somebody. I'm not talking about something bad, something real and bad that somebody did in their past. I'm saying like, oh, you made this off-color joke once, so I'm going to try to convince the rest of the world that you are a racist or a sexist or some kind of a bigot. We don't we don't do those things. And so it puts us at a disadvantage, but we're at an advantage in some ways, because for one thing, we've got the truth on our side. For another thing, we've got, I think that the positivity just wins out. I think it's just, there's a strength in that positivity, and they are weak because they're sick. That's a sickness. And if you want to attack other people, if you want to hurt other people on purpose, that's a sickness that you have. So we are working towards health and making ourselves, you know, cleansing our karma and being good people and working literally on our physical bodies to make us healthier, eating better foods, et cetera, being healthier. And they are just like wallowing in this negativity and just like disgust.
Yeah, somebody asked me how I felt about them, and I said, I actually feel sorry for them because they're not frequency specific to where the earth is going. You know, she's ascending, she's evolving, and they're not going with the program. And so as much as they try to pull everything down with them, it's just going to implode on them, and they're going to take themselves out. And so, you know, you don't have to do anything. Basically, you can sit back. But, like, it's true what you're saying. We're at a disadvantage because we won't go there. I haven't even responded to some of these things. And if I did respond, you know, I hate to say it, but I have the dirt on these people. I know who they are. I know what they've done. I know their whole story. Some of it is really dark. And some of it is like rubber room stuff. And you know, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go play in that, you know. And they're pointing one finger out, and they've got like 10 fingers pointing back at them.
Exactly. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it was like one of the...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Well, one of the things that's hilarious is they're saying we're a cult and all this other stuff. And I go, well, there's nothing to join here. Try joining. You can't. We don't take anybody's income. We don't take percentage of income or anything else. We have a free newsletter. There's no thing you have to sign, you know, that you're going to believe in a certain way. We don't have a Bible. You know, we don't have any paraphernalia. So it's just like, are you serious? Now, these are just free thinking people gathering together, sharing experiences and supporting each other's, you know, evolution, spiritual evolution, basically. And so it's hilarious. But I found that the people that are calling us a cult are demanding 20% of people's income. They say they're the one true prophet of God and the only one that's having contact on the planet and making all these statements. And, you know, it's totally the perfect example of a cult, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Accuse others of what you're, or accuse your enemy of what you're guilty of, or whatever it is. Like, that's just what they do. And that's also one of these blanket terms that these people throw out to just, shut anybody up, or just like you call something a cult and it just immediately, you're just throwing the negative energy on this thing. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, a fifth grade classroom, somebody calls it a cult, and like suddenly there are going to be a bunch of people that are suspicious. And you know, it's like the word racist, you call somebody a racist. It's just literally meant to shut down the conversation. Once you accuse somebody or something of being so terrible, but at some point you start calling everything a cult, the word loses the meaning anymore. Everyone just rolls their eyes at it. Like, okay, sweet, another cult.
Well, it's like they're calling the president Hitler, Mao, all these names, you know, of these people, you know, that did just hellacious acts and things like that. And now that's not gonna mean anything, you know, because he hasn't done any of that. So if that's who he is, then it's making all the other stuff okay. And it's you know, there are racists out there. There are tyrants out there. There are mass murderers out there, things like that. And so now it's like losing its sting or you know, it's these guys are going to be able to run around carte blanche now. It's basically.
Exactly. It's cloaking them. It's protecting them because nobody has. I literally remember the first time I learned what racism was. I was homesick from school, and it was like Jerry Springer or something had like a Ku Klux Klan member on it. And I will never forget how I felt. It was the most disgusting. I literally started crying. I wanted to call into the show and be like, how dare you? And now think about how I you hear that word at least like 6 times a day. That's about average. Yeah. If you go on Twitter, you see that word at least 6 times. So, and it's just like, I don't have that reaction anymore. And that's sick, because we should have that visceral reaction to that kind of hatred and that kind of ignorance, but it just doesn't mean anything anymore because people threw it around and they were irresponsible.
Yeah, you know, I always tell people, you know, that the only thing you can accuse me of is bad humor.
Guilty as charged.
I will cop to that. I do have bad humor. I do. I say stuff and it gets people laughing and opening up and things like that. And there's a reason behind it. And also people say, hey, this guy's a real person. I can actually hang out with them. And then I can do the other work, you know, so, you know, let their guard down and we can sit and talk and clear anything that needs to be cleared or healed. But it's quite, people are so afraid of people being authentic. And, you know, you're supposed to eat goji berries and wear white robes and sandals and say mantras all day long and things like that. And to be holy or to be a guru. And I always tell people, I'm not your guru. You are, you know, and
yeah.
I'm not going to. You put me in that category, I'm going to do everything I can to kill that idea, you know, so.
I love it. So. And I love that. I love people like you. A lot of the people in the community that I see that are breaking through the stereotypes of, you know, of even a few years ago, you know, even somebody that believes in aliens would have a particular stereotype in mind, or somebody that believed in conspiracy theories. You're thinking of like a dude in his parents' basement with like Doritos on his chest. And So I like seeing, you know, I love seeing your humor. I love seeing Jordan Sather, you know, who's just, you can tell he's just a normal guy, you know. I love the Edge of Wonder guys because they're funny, they're goofy, you feel like they're your friend when you're watching them. And it really is cutting through this stereotype of who you are if your mind is open to these things. It's cool.
Oh yeah. And you know, we all get together all the time too. It's like they've all been up here and we do have a great time, and a lot of allies were created there, a lot of alliances, you might say, and the people, and I think this is just beginning with the dimensions and disclosure thing, because, you know, all these people came together, and the people that were slamming everybody and throwing out all these nasty rumors and everything, they don't realize, but what they did is they brought everybody together.
Mm-hmm. And they made you stronger.
It backfired on them, and now there's all these allies that were created, and now we're all coming together, and, you know, they're going to be exposed for what they are, and you know, people don't realize, too, is that, you know, they think they can totally slander people and things like that, and it's okay, even if you're a public official or a public person, where it's not okay.
Right.
And it's not legal. It's not legal either. And they're getting a lot of bad advice about that stuff. So I know that with some of these people, I know they have their lawyers, and they have, you know, I've had a couple come to me and say, do you want to take this person out? It's you know, it'll be easy as cake, you know, basically. But
yeah.
I don't really want to go there. You know, that's not where I want to go. They'll take themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys are waiting. They said, just give us the word, you know. And if it gets too bad, I may, you know.
Yeah.
I may start to,
yeah, know, sometimes it's worth it just to protect yourself. But
yeah.
It does take a lot of your energy, you know, in order to, you know, does it take some of your time and your energy? And if, like, you know, I understand why you wouldn't necessarily want to do that, but it's good to know that you've got people on your side that have your back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's good because, you know, it's, I would say, give me a, for instance, give me a name, give me a person, you know, they can't do it and all this stuff. And even I heard stuff being said about Corey and all these other things. And then I talked to people that were at the event where these things supposedly happened. And they said, that was bullshit. I was there. I was with them the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
So you hear these things and I go, God, this is a mess, you know? And where are these guys coming from? And I think a lot of it really just comes from jealousy and people trying to make a name for themselves on somebody else's back, you know, climbing over somebody's back to make a name for themselves. And then some people are just, they're just victims. They're extremely wounded and they have this weird perception of things and they're not ready to face their own patterns, you know, and what's going on. So I think it's a combination of things. I think I also do think there's some really dark forces here that are behind, you know, when you really get behind some of this stuff, you'll find out that it does go into Luciferian stuff and things like that.
Yeah, like a George Soros of another dimension that's like sitting here funding all these like awful people. I literally have seen, I was surprised to see that there are people out there that have YouTube channels, for example, that are literally just dedicated to slandering people. They don't have any other content. Yeah. They're not out there trying to expand minds or talk about interesting stuff. They're literally just there to be like, see, I told you this person was evil, and we have the gotcha moment today. We're going to expose it. And literally they're just sitting there spewing hatred and negativity. And I can't even believe they can get anybody to watch them. But some people love that stuff. I mean,
well, I think, yeah, the dark type of people will actually be attracted to that. You know, it's like sympathetic resonance or whatever. they'll gravitate to those areas. And, you know, pretty soon you've got the spiritual Antifa program.
Well, exactly. It's like that. It's like that old adage. I believe it was from the Queen. Sucks to be them. So
it's just, I just go, man, when is this gonna quit? You know, it's like, but anyway, I tell you something really funny happened. I was meditating and I was asking the higher being, you know, when is this gonna come on? You know, we need some help down here. You know, when you're gonna get your hands dirty? This is nuts. I go, we need to take care of this. And they come to me and they go, Q. All they say is Q. And I go, Q what? You know, like, and I don't get anything else, nothing else. And then so I'm waiting. This is about 2 months. I think it was towards the beginning of September or August or something like that.
Of 2017?
I go, what the hell is Q? You know, like, what is this? And then so they kept saying it to me over and over again. I said, is this like Q from Star Trek, you know, this omnipresent being that's going to come here and snap his fingers, everything, you know, or is it Kuan Yin or what the heck is it? So anyway, no answer. And then I find out, and then all of a sudden this Q starts posting all this stuff.
Oh my God.
And I followed it. I tracked it back and I go, is this what you're talking about? And they said, yes.
So, that is so cool.
Yeah, so there's these higher dimensional beings are orchestrating this, and they have the white hats and the ground crew, and a lot of us are the ground crew here, and this is all being orchestrated from the highest levels on down. And the more I looked at it, and I saw the people involved, and everybody asked me, who are they? And I go, not saying, you know.
God, that's so cool.
I go, it'll be obvious. It'll be very obvious who they are just by their resources.
I love that. I love that so much. When I decided to do my channel, I was really weighing, you know, I was really thinking about it very hard for several days, actually even a couple weeks, just like, do I do it? It's a really, you know, it's scary. I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew that there would be attacks. I knew that people in my personal life wouldn't like it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the day I was like, I'm doing it. I was driving home and I live on this long stretch of road where there really aren't any other roads intersecting it. It's just all desert. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the second I go, okay, I want to do it. If I should do it, please just give me a sign. And in like seconds later, I get cut off by a box truck with a giant Q on it, on the side and on the back. I've never seen a truck like that in my life. I've never seen a truck with a Q on it. I was like losing my mind. That was so crazy. I get home. My mom had been here. My mom likes to do my laundry when she's at my house. So she had like rearranged my shirt drawer. I had a Q t-shirt that I bought like, you know, months prior. And the way she had my t-shirts folded, they were kind of on their end, like sticking up. And all I saw when I opened my t-shirt drawer was this t-shirt that said, "The storm is here." I was like, okay, I get it. I'm going to do it. I understand. Thanks.
Then your mom ordered over to my house. I have a big pile of laundry.
She loves it, and dishes too.
Oh God, yeah, definitely send her over. I'm so busy with outdoor work, you know, and building and the gardens and all the other stuff and landscaping here that I ignore my own needs. And one of these days I'll get that going. But
you know, we can't be good at all. We can't be on top of it all at all times. Something's got to get
off the last. You know, I put all that stuff off the last until it's piled up, and like, okay, I got to do this whole thing. But it looks like we're getting really close to coming up to the end of the hour. And before we sign off, what is the best way for people to contact you and get in touch with your information and your channel?
Really just my YouTube channel, which is The Kate Awakening. And I also post a bunch on Twitter, which is at Kate_Awakening. And that's really it for now. I mean, I try to stay up with the current events on my Twitter and then do my videos on my YouTube channel.
Well, for now, actually, this will probably launch you, but we'll have you out of this year and then you'll take off. That's what happened with Jordan and quite a few others.
God, that's so cool.
Here, and they had their first major conference, and now they're all taking off like crazy. But
that's amazing. You know,
it's great, the information that's getting out there. But we'll definitely have to get you up here and check this place out for yourself. I think you'll fit right in. You can meet your star family here.
I am dying to come. I am really, really dying to come.
Yeah. All right. We'll figure out a way to make that happen. Unfortunately, we're out of time, so I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Thank you. Awesome.
We'll have you on again real soon. And anything major comes up and you have some announcements you want to make, just let me know, and we'll make sure and get that out there either through the newsletter or on the radio show.
Oh, awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for coming on the show. This is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio and East at East Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, pure intent, and a loving heart. Everything works. Nice.